great.
No.
You know what, you're right.
Regular council meeting of the New Britain Common Council of October 14th, 2015. We are called to order at 7:43 p.m. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Thank you. Alderpersons Truworthy.
Here.
Magnuszewski.
Here.
Black.
Present.
Collins.
Here.
Platosh.
Here.
Sanchez.
Here.
Carlozzi.
Here.
DeFranzo.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Babone.
Here.
Giantonio.
Present.
Smedley.
Aki.
Salerno.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Balinski.
Present.
15-0, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Can we all please rise for the invocation, which will be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Clerk.
Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, we pay homage and remembrance to the brave men and women who had a burning desire to make America their home. They risked their fortune and lives to come to make our community and country a better place for all to live free, provide commerce, and share in your word. Help us all live in a tolerant, diverse community. Look down on our Italian, Polish, and Hispanic communities for whose month we celebrate. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Representative Sanchez will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before you sit, I would also like to call for a moment of silence. I know all of us in this room know the tragedy that happened last week to the Townsend family, and I would like to have a moment of silence while we remember the life of Cade Townsend IV. Thank you. Just a bit of information about the services for Cade. It was in the paper today, but I just want to make an announcement to everybody as well that there's going to be a wake on Friday at St. Mary's from 9:30 until 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Church on Friday, October 16th. And at 11 a.m., there will be a mass that's held at the church, so all are invited to attend. In addition to that, there's going to be a fundraiser that's being held for the family.
Mayor? It was canceled. Saturday?
No, it's everyone. Thanks. On November 1st, J. Timothy's, which was the employer of Cade's father, is putting on a fundraiser November 1st. That's going on from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. November 1st at St. Jean's, right across from Fairview Cemetery. So I'd like to encourage everybody to come out and support the family for that. Thank you all. A couple other things that I would just like to add. There is someone who's in the audience here today who is going to be retiring after 12 years of service on the Board of Assessment Appeals. And I would like to embarrass Mary Lou Sanders for a moment because she won't even stand up. Stand up, Mary Lou. 12 years is a long time. We want to thank you for your service and recognize you as the retiring queen of the Board of Assessment Appeals. We tricked you. Sorry. We tricked you. Mary Lou, after 12 years, she never missed a meeting. So thank you so much for your service, and we wish you very well. Thank you. One more announcement that I have to make. I know Chief Wardwell is here tonight. We have to congratulate our PAL cheerleading squads because all four squads last weekend made it to regionals. So we're very proud of them.
Wow.
So congratulations to our PAL cheerleaders. And on that note, I would like to move along to approval of the minutes with Alderwoman Collins.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt the minutes of our regular meeting of August 12th, 2015.
Seconded by Alderwoman Balinski. Any additions? Nothing? All those in favor?
The addition?
Oh, no, just for the minutes. All those in favor of the approval of the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We move on to amendments to the agenda.
Okay, well, we got some adjustments here.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, we're going to have a substitute aye.
Okay.
We are going to move resolutions number 9 and 4 to the beginning of the agenda, with 4 going first and 9 after it. Really, I don't know all the item numbers, but the zoning, if no one, whoever did not attend the zoning meeting on Tuesday or listen to the tapes. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so we're going to go with amendments to the agenda. So we're moving, we have a substitution I, mm-hmm. and we're moving resolutions 4 and 9 to the beginning of the agenda. So we'll do resolution 4 first, followed by 9, and then into the rest. Mm-hmm. So any questions or comments on that?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Truworthy. Thank you. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Yes. Alderperson Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo. Yeah. Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Antonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Motion carries. Now we're going to move on to petitions. Mr. Clerk.
Yes, we have one, Your Honor, from Alderman Salvio. Increase the number of speed limit signs on North Mountain Road. Currently, one set of signs exists approximately 100 feet from the intersection of North Mountain Road and West Main Street. Since the opening of the Cancer Center and Journey Road in Plainville, North Mountain Road is no longer a dead-end street, but rather a local through street. This change in roadway classification, along with increased traffic from the Cancer Center, has increased the amount of speeders on North Mountain Road. Residents are concerned with safety when emerging onto the street and are worried about an increase in speed-related accidents.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. We're going to refer that one to the Police Commission.
Thank you. That's it, Your Honor.
Thank you. Now moving on to the consent agenda, Alderwoman Collins.
Okay, Your Honor, let's see here. The following items are off of consent agenda. That's items S, V, Z, A, double A, and double B.
Can you repeat that? Well, seconded by Alderman Belinsky.
Want me to repeat that?
Yep, just one more time.
S, V, Z, double A, and double B.
Okay.
All other items are on the agenda. Do I need to read them?
Okay, all other items are on the agenda.
Okay. Okay.
Consent.
Okay. On consent.
No.
On consent are items A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, T, U, W, and X, and Y. Okay?
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky again.
Okay.
That is your consent agenda for the evening. Mr. Clerk.
Alderperson Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Thank you. Item S is up first. Mm-hmm. Alderman Salvio.
Yes. Item S, as it was written.
Can I have a motion? I need a motion, Alderman.
Oh, yeah. I'm moved to revise. Can we do that?
You cannot do that.
Well, then I want to move to have it...
accept and refer back to the Board of Police Commissioners?
Well, I want a revision, too. So I want to accept and refer back to the Board of Police Commissioners with a revision.
Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Smedley.
Okay, I was approached by somebody that lives on Lincoln Street that said, by all means, the area south of Corbin Avenue, the area on Lincoln Street south of Corbin Avenue certainly was one of concern here. He said, but we live on the part of Lincoln Street between West Main Street and Corbin Avenue. He said, so the revision I would like is to have the patrol, the police patrol, once again look into speeding on that portion of Lincoln Street between West Main Street and Corbin Avenue. Thank you.
So your revision is to the north side of Corbin Avenue?
No, not Okay, you want to do directions north from Corbin Avenue to West Main.
Thank you. Okay, so the motion is to accept and refer back to the Police Commission. I have a second with Alderman Smedley. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next up, we have item V. Alderman Salerno.
Thank you, Your Honor, through you. It's really not, I would have a motion to accept this particular resolution.
Seconded by Alderman Kubota.
It's more of a comment than for the general public as well as for us of the council. There are several other resolutions that are here, and it's, I think, important to point out in this particular one, this is actually takes place in the Whiting and Stanley Street area. And really what happens is we put in petitions, and the petitions are reviewed by the Traffic Division, and I was just wanted to remark how positive these particular petitions come back to us. In this particular area, for example, over the course of about 6 month period, the Traffic Division actually saw 5 minor motor vehicle accidents in intersections of Whiting and Stanley, 12 reported complaints of illegal parking, 10 tickets were issued, and 41 motor vehicle stops. That was actually done by citizens. The citizens brought in the request. They were concerned about that particular area, brought it to the attention of an alderman, alderwoman, and that was taken care of through the Traffic Division. I just wanted to remark how that important periodically we have to emphasize that that process does work. So it's important when people do make comments and requests, and we take it forward to the proper authorities. That's all, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item Z. Item Z. Mm-hmm. Z.
That was V.
That was V. Oh, Z.
Oh, okay.
Alderman Collins.
Okay. Actually, Z, double A, and double B, if you did not listen, if you were not at zoning meeting and did not listen to the tapes, you cannot vote this evening. So I don't know what members, if there's any members that did not.
Alderwoman Belinsky.
Your Honor, unfortunately, I did not get a chance to listen to the tapes, and I was ill that evening, so I missed the meeting. So I have to recuse myself from item Z, double A, and double B.
Okay.
And so I'm going to leave the chamber.
I got the tape.
Alderman Chewworthy.
Motion to accept and adopt item Z.
Hold on, wait. Let's.
She's out of the chambers.
We have to wait for Alderwoman Belinsky to leave the building.
No, just the room.
Alderman Chewworthy.
Motion to accept and adopt item Z.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item double A.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt item double A.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item double B, Alderman Carlozzi.
And Your Honor, I'd like to also make a motion to accept and adopt report or item number BB.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. If someone can retrieve Alderman Belinsky. Can the record please reflect that she returned to the chamber? Okay, we're going to move on to resolution. So calling on, we've moved resolution number 4 to the front of the agenda. So with that, I'd like to call on Alderman Chewworthy.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt item 4.
Seconded by Alderman Sanchez.
This is a resolution recognizing September 15th to October 15th as National Hispanic Heritage Month. And as the husband of a proud Latina woman, the council indulge me, I think it also I'll take a moment to read the resolution for everyone, and it fits in nicely, as Alderman Pabon said earlier, with the following resolution for the barrio on Arch Street. So whereas National Hispanic Heritage Month is recognized from September 15th to October 15th of each year, granting us as a nation and a community the opportunity to join together to celebrate celebrate the diverse culture and acknowledge the abounding achievements and benefactors of all residents with Hispanic roots, and whereas Hispanic individuals have made major contributions to the development of our country and our city through leadership in government, business, education, sports, and the arts. Whereas approximately 54 million Hispanic individuals reside in our country, making those with Hispanic roots the nation's largest ethnic and racial minority. And whereas there are over 2.3 million Hispanic-owned businesses, which generated over $350.7 billion in our national economy, making them an asset to our economic health. And whereas the city of New Britain is honored to be a home to such an illustrious population and proudly recognizes all the accomplishments Hispanic men and women have made in developing this community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City of New Britain proclaims September 15th, 2015 to October 15th, 2015 as Hispanic Heritage Month and encourage all residents to celebrate with appropriate programs and activities that memorialize the contributions of Hispanic individuals to our nation and to our community. And while my name, Alderman Sanchez's name, are on the resolution, I would open and invite it to for all members of the council to sign off the resolution. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alderman. Any further comments on the resolution? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're going to go to item number 9 now. Alderman Sanchez.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to accept and adopt resolution number 9.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Pabon.
Myself, along with Alderman Pabon, have the honor, the privilege of sponsoring this resolution. I don't think I can say anything different than the folks that came out tonight in favor of this area designation. Our city has a rich history of embracing culture, inclusivity, and diversity. It's not a secret, obviously, by the population that you see in this room, that we have a large Latino population throughout our city, a population that continues to be a cultural thread throughout our community. The purpose of this resolution, just to be clear, is to create a cultural corridor, a corridor that's going to connect our communities, not separate them. We want to create the inclusion that makes up our city, the melting pot that we see in this room, that we see throughout our city. This project has been a long time coming. We've embarked on a long and exhausting journey to see this through. When several leaders of the Latino community came together to create the Latino Coalition to embrace and obviously promote the quality of life for Latinos in this community, we saw an energy unlike ever before. This is hard for me because I know it's a long time coming. I see the many faces in this room that have put their time and effort together to see this through, and I'm just the person speaking tonight. There are many people in this room that should be honored, that should be noted. I'd like to ask the Latino Coalition members, the godfather of the Latino Coalition, and the founders, to please stand up. You deserve to be noted. You deserve to be embraced. You deserve this moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. This was a huge turnout. I've heard things in the past where there wasn't much unity, and I see that that is long past where we stand today. Pablo Picasso once said, "Everything you can imagine is true." I think that there were several layers and several steps that we've taken in this community to see this happen. We understand how many layers and how many efforts are going to come after this to see the project, the vision, everything that we wanted come to life. So not just to the naysayers, but to everybody in this room and to this council, we've planted a seed in this community. Now, I really, really want everybody here to watch it grow. I urge this council to adopt this resolution, and I hope that I, not myself and Alderman Pabon, but everybody on this council will sign on to the resolution that we put forth as well. Thank you.
Set my piece.
Okay. Like Alderman Pabon says, he said his piece. Each council member was provided with a draft of the plan, correct? The PowerPoint presentation, which will outline exactly how the New Britain Latino Coalition will go about transforming Art Street and the Barrio Latino, which we are very excited to support. Alderman Carlosi.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I know I've spoken in the past about Little Poland and how proud New Britain is of Little Poland and what our Polish population has done for that street. And I know there have been discussions in the past about Arch Street and making it Barrio Latino, and the vision that the Latino Coalition has had for a little while about it. And I think there have been some things that I have voted against on Arch Street because I thought it might cause a problem for the development of Barrio Latino and the businesses, and that's why I voted against some things in the past. Unfortunately, my vote didn't matter because those items got passed. But I really hope and pray that doing Barrio Latino is just the beginning. Alderman Sanchez mentioned it's a seed, and I hope the seed grows into a mighty oak tree for years and years and years, because this is an opportunity for the Latino community to really have something that they can claim as their own, as their corridor, to get businesses and restaurants and homes and just redevelop that whole area. I know as a first generation son of immigrants what it means to be able to come to a strange land and make your future. And New Britain has always been a community that has welcomed all immigrants throughout its history. And I can go through different places that I lived as a little boy on Glen Street. My mom and dad lived on Beaver Street. My mom was born on Grove Street. And we heard, you know, Angela Tomaso was born on Broad Street. So we've all had connections with these different areas. This is your opportunity. This is your time to shine. So to the Latino community, I say congratulations, welcome, and I wish you all the luck in the world. And I hope the city is in a position to help you as much as we can. And I'm very, very proud to vote yes for this. Thank you. Thank you, Your Honor.
Alderman Smedley.
Thank you very much. I also rise in support of the resolution, and I just want to say that I have supported the businesses on Arch Street, and I really want to encourage everyone on this council and everyone in our city to continue to support the businesses, new and old, that will open up. There's so many great things happening there with the new veterans housing across from Grand Street, the Bordequin Bakery expanding. I can't wait for that. And I can't wait to see what other restaurants will open there. And I hope some festival will be derived out of all of this as well, because I'm such a festival person. So thank you very much. And to all the members who did put this together, gracias por todo.
Alderman Soler.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor, through you. As a non-Hispanic, but living in this community all my life as well, I would like to almost reminisce about the Hispanic population 40 years ago. And some of the names come to mind, and I think about Peter Rosa and Manny Reyes, Hector Rivera. I don't want to leave out any of the Alvario sisters, I would like to say. There's so many people who were active in what we once called, and I was actually a member of it, of sorts, of the Puerto Rican youth movement. And it goes back with some history that was really activist in this community 40 plus years ago. When a different style of community action existed, what was necessary. When you didn't have a community, you didn't have necessarily a government that was supportive of those changes. And the changes now are here, and now you have a community, and you have a government, and a council, and a mayor who is concerned and cares about the progress of the Hispanic community. So I welcome, not have to welcome you, you're already here. So just continue to work with us, and we work with you, and it's gonna be a terrific years ahead. Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Congratulations, all.
Oh, yeah, you guys can go now. You don't have to stay for the rest of our meeting. We'll give you a few minutes to file out. So on to, we did resolution 4 and 9. We're going to move on to resolution number 1 and Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make motion to accept and adopt resolution number 1.
Seconded by Alderman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Resolution number 1 is the approval of the contract between the city and Local 51, who represent the New Britain Federation of School Administrators. And at this time, I'd actually like to make a motion to table resolution number 1.
I have a second by Alderman Salvio to table. All those in favor?
I'd also like to call for a roll call vote. If anyone.
Do I have three aldermen to stand to petition a roll call? I do. Mr. Clerk, please call the roll to table. Thank you. Yes is a vote to table. No is a vote to discuss.
All the persons Trueworthy.
No.
Magnuszewski.
No.
Black.
No.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
No.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
No.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabone.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
No.
9-6, Your Honor. Yeses have 9.
Motion's table.
I want that on the record. I voted with everybody over there.
And at the second to last meeting of Alderman DeFranzo,
gotta do it once before
he
I leave,
voted
right?
for the first time ever with the other caucus.
We don't need a recall.
Oh.
The motion.
You gotta see how it feels.
The motion is tabled. Okay, on to resolution number 2, Alderwoman Belinsky. Oh, sorry, Alderman Magnuszewski.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 2.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
All right, to everybody here, maybe watching at home, resolution number 2 recognizes October 2015 as Polish American Heritage Month. And I'm going to read the resolution in case anybody is at home watching. Whereas during the month of October, we recognize and honor the Americans of Polish descent who have helped build our nation and our community. And whereas many various Polish individuals fought alongside their American comrades during the Revolutionary War to win independence for this great nation,
And whereas General Kazimir Pulaski served diligently and tenaciously during the Revolutionary War with distinction, and his courageous efforts and selfless acts will never be forgotten. And whereas October 11th is designated as General Pulaski Memorial Day in honor of the valiant leader that sacrificed his life for a country not his own in an endeavor to secure freedom and liberty for others. And whereas during this time, we also reflect on the contributions of the many Polish Americans that have so richly given to develop this great nation and throughout history. And whereas Polish American citizens have contributed so much to our society and our community from their support in battle, their skills in business, knowledge in education, and in all areas of life. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the City of New Britain recognizes October 15th as Polish American Heritage Month and encourages all residents to celebrate the sacrifices, contributions, culture, and prosperity of our friends and neighbors of Polish descent. I urge all council members to sign on to this resolution, and I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderwoman. Any further discussion? Alderman Truitt.
Yeah, you know, I just, I know no one's in the audience because everybody left now, but it should be.
Hey.
Excuse me. But,
that was insulting.
Yes, you count.
I know that our audience has diminished in size. And thank you to those who stuck around. It was interesting. I just want, you know, we just did the Hispanic American Heritage Month, and it's Polish American Heritage Month as well, and I don't think the two are mutually exclusive. And we just had.
And you're going to do breast cancer.
And yeah, we have Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there's a bunch of things. My point is, it's a wonderful thing to honor all of the different heritages that we do have in this town. And the immigrant communities that come. I had the opportunity, I was out doing some campaigning, obviously, as we all are this time of year, and I could have spoken tonight in Spanish, but I don't speak any Polish, and I was in an area of town where, luckily, I had someone who spoke Polish with me, because every other door, if you didn't speak Polish, you weren't going to be able to talk and speak to that person. And I rise to support this, along with the other resolution that we passed. It's just a wonderful, wonderful month to be living in this town and to represent folks. Thanks. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Alderman. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Item resolution number 3, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 3.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
Resolution number 3 is recognizing October 2015 as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Before I go any further, I just would want to echo what Alderman Truitt says. It's great that we live in such a melting pot in New Britain here. Just want to note some, I'm not going to read the whole resolution. I just want to note some items here in that the chance of a woman having invasive breast cancer sometime during her life is about 1 in 8. The chance of dying from breast cancer is about 1 in 36, which are pretty, unfortunately, good odds. The earlier breast cancer is found, and the better chances the treatment will work. And women age 40 and older should have a mammogram annually. So this is just a reminder. We put it on the agenda as a reminder to all that if you haven't scheduled your screening, you should. I do my appointment every October, so I don't forget. And so in 2 weeks, I will go. The resolved is resolved that the City of New Britain recognizes October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month and wants the citizens of the city to be aware of this disease, its risks and symptoms, and are encouraged to self-screen monthly and be screened regularly. And while this resolution is focused at women, men are not immune, so you should also do the same. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I would like to thank Alderwoman Collins for the breast cancer awareness scarves that we have, and apologies to the gentleman, which she's already extended. They didn't have bow ties or ties. So, and with that, I urge adoption. Thank you.
I know.
Thank you. Alderman Carlosi. Is that a post-it?
Thank you, Your Honor. So in 2005, my family had in October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and someone very near and dear to my family was diagnosed with breast cancer, and fortunately today she is 10-year cancer-free. But I do know that the struggle for her is not over. She's still on medications. Mm-hmm. And some of them do some strange things to one's body. Mm-hmm. So, as Alderman Belinsky mentioned, diagnosis early is very, very important. This disease is not something that you can take very lightly, because you may think that it's over, but it seems to come back very often for mm-hmm. ladies. So it is important, and I'm thrilled that this individual that I'm thinking about is 10 years cancer-free, but I always worry at which exam it's going to come back. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderman Pabon.
That's why I got pink on.
Thank you, Alderman. We are lucky here in New Britain to be home to the Connecticut Breast Health Initiative, too. We should mention, which is one of the top researching agencies in the state, where all of the money that is raised in Connecticut stays in Connecticut and goes towards Connecticut research. So we all participate in the race in the park, and that money goes towards research right here at home. So we thank them for all the work they do. They're having their awards and grants celebration tomorrow night. Well, they'll be awarding another, I think, almost $250,000 in grants to local Connecticut research firms. So thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're moving on to number 5. Which is Alderwoman Collins.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
This resolution allows the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities to solicit and receive contributions to sponsor their annual Martin Luther King breakfast that's held every year. This is for this upcoming January 18, 2016. And the resolve is... through the commission, Mayor Aaron Stewart, through the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities, to be able to solicit necessary financial support to defray expenses associated with the MLK ceremony breakfast that's held every year. And I urge adoption.
Thank you, Alderwoman. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 6, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 6.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Pabon.
Resolution number 6 is a resolution for the police department. It is for a DUI enforcement program. The Connecticut Department of Transportation's Division of Highway Safety is allotting funds to the city in the amount of $139,050. The city match is $46,350, which the has been appropriated within the department's cash match grants account, so we do have the dollars available. So the total will be used, $185,400 will be used in overtime for DUI enforcement. Everyone should know now. We have Chief Wardwell and also Officer Steves here with us this evening if there are any questions on the resolution. And I thank you. I know this evening, Chief, we heard about the fire department, and I think that folks recognize the dedication of all of our folks in public safety, including the police department and New Britain EMS, and Mr. Donnelly was here earlier, dispatch, for keeping us all safe. So we thank you for your service, both of you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 7, Alderman Sanchez.
Your Honor, I'd like to accept and adopt resolution 7.
Seconded by Alderman
The purpose of this the resolution is to accept and adopt a grant. It is a grant in the amount of $5,044. It allows for the receipt of the CT Department of Children and Families to use funds for pro-social activities and direct services pertaining to juvenile review boards and clients. There's a no-match obligation on the city's behalf. Urge adoption.
Thank you. This topic from the Community Services Department is here if anyone has any questions. But seeing none, All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 8, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make motion to accept and adopt resolution number 8.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Collins.
Thank you, Your Honor. I know it seems like it was just summer, but, you know, the cold weather is coming, and this resolution deals with the state assistance agreement for our cold weather overflow shelter. It allows the mayor to file an application on behalf of the city to hopefully attain $50,000. It says or more, so let's hopefully hope for or more, have us receive that money so we can staff our overflow shelter, which this year I believe will be at CHMA again. So I urge it up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alderman. Alderman Salerno?
Yes, through you, Madam Chairman, Your Honor. I received a call just 2 days ago, and I just thought it's appropriate with this particular resolution. It was just a serendipitous phone call from a woman who was homeless. And she needed to have some directions, and she just kind of picked out the name. I'm not sure why or how for that reason, but which the comment, I think, is very important. After the discussion and trying to help make a referral in the appropriate manner, her comment was, I've never seen anywhere where the homeless issues are being raised in the city as much as here in the city of Britain. And I just thought it was commendable to everyone, the mayor as well as the council, over the last few years that we've really made an effort to expand on that. And to give it a real emphasis. It was quite touching that someone who has an issue and a problem recognizes that people are trying to help.
Thank you. I'm going to make a shameless plug for Building Hope Together, which is our New Britain Coalition to End Homelessness. It was formerly the 10-year plan to end homelessness. We redid the plan. Alderwoman Collins is our council representative on that. It's now called Building Hope Together. We're having our first annual autumn soiree, which is our first fundraiser, really, for the plan that's been held in a long time since its inception in 2007. So we're finally reaching out to local businesses and individual donors to try to raise additional funds to provide support services for the overflow shelter this winter. So that's Friday night at CCSU from 6 to 8. Hope you come. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm jumping the gun. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn made by Alderwoman Belinsky, seconded by Alderman Giantonio. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned at 8:25 p.m. Have a fabulous night.